I can't go out no more. There's a man by the door in a raincoat smoking a cigarette. But I've put him in my diary, and the mailers are all lined up on the bed, bloody in the glow of the bar sign next door. He knows that if I die or even drop out of sight, the diary goes and everyone knows. The CIA is in Virginia. 500 mailers bought from 500 drug counters, each one different, and 500 notebooks with 500 pages in every one. I am prepared. I can see him from up here. His cigarette winks from just above his trench coat collar, and somewhere there's a man on a subway, sitting under a Black Velvet ad, thinking my name. Men have discussed me in back rooms, and if the phone rings, there's only a dead breath. In the bar across the street, a snub-nosed revolver has changed hands in the men's room. Each bullet has my name on it. My name is written in back files and looked up in newspaper morgues. My mother's been investigated. Thank God she's dead. They have writing samples and examine the back loops of P's and the crosses of T's. My brother's with them. Did I tell you? His wife is Russian and he keeps asking me to fill out forms. I have it in my diary. I have it in my diary. Listen. Listen. Do listen. You must listen. In the rain at the bus stop, black crows with black umbrellas pretend to look at their watches, but it's not raining. Their eyes are silver dollars. Some are scholars in the pay of the FBI. Most are the foreigners who pour through our streets. I fooled them. Got off the bus at 25th and Lex, where a cabbie watched me over his newspaper. And in the room above me, an old woman has put an electric suction cup on her floor. It sends out rays through my light fixture, and now I write in the dark by the bar sign's glow. I tell you, I know. They sent me a dog with brown spots and a radio cobweb in its nose. I drowned it in the sink and wrote it up in Folder Gamma. I don't look in the mailbox anymore. The greeting cards are letter bombs. Step away. God damn you. Step away. I know tall people. I tell you, I know very tall people. The luncheonette is laid with talking floors. And the waitress says it was salt, but I know arsenic when it's put before me. And the yellow taste of mustard to mask the bitter odor of almonds. I have seen strange lights in the sky. Last night, a dark man with no face crawled through 9 miles of sewer to surface in my toilet, listening for phone calls through the cheap wood with chrome ears. I tell you, man, I hear. I saw his muddy handprints on the porcelain. I don't answer the phone now. Have I told you that? They're planning to flood the earth with sludge. They're planning break-ins. They've got physicians advocating weird sex positions. They're making addictive laxatives and suppositories that burn. They know how to put out the sun with blowguns. I pack myself in ice. Have I told you that? It obviates their infrascopes. I know chance, and I wear charms. You may think that you have me, but I could destroy you any second now. Any second now. Any second now. Would you like some coffee, my love? Did I tell you I can't go out no more? There's a man by the door in a raincoat.